This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Experienced apple and pear growers typically know when it's about time to harvest. However, harvest times can vary. As a result, K-State horticulturist Ward Upham says there are some proven ways to tell when it's about time to harvest. Ward, I suppose it depends on what type of apple that you have, but it could be time to harvest.
That's right. We have some apples, such as Lodi, that will actually mature in July. Others, such as Arkansas Black, you're looking at November. Arkansas Black is kind of a weird variety anyway, because if you eat it right after you harvest it, it's usually not very good. It has to be in storage about a month, and then the flavors really start to come out at that point. But it all depends on the variety and when you should pick them.
And what do we look for then as part of that picking process?
One of the things that I really look at is that color right where the stem attaches to the apple. You know, you can have green apples, you can have red apples, but right where it attaches, that's going to turn kind of a yellowish or tannish color when that apple becomes mature. And so that's one of the first things I look at. And so once you see that, it's a good idea to cut the apple in two and take a thin slice and hold it up to the light. If you see any greenish tinge in that flesh, it's still a little too early. You need to wait until all that greenish is gone. And then also while you have it cut open, look at the seed color. If it's white, you're too early. It should be that brownish color of a mature seed. And the last thing is flavor. That's always the last test. And so if it tastes like it should, you know you've got it at the right stage.
So you're going to have to sacrifice one apple to probably save a bunch.
That's right. There's really no other way to do it to be absolutely sure. But if you start off with that change in color right where the stem attaches, usually you're going to be right on.
And will apples continue to mature after they've been picked?
If they're close, you're going to be okay. Like if you taste it has a starchy color, you're way too early. At that point, you really need to leave them on the tree.
Pears are also up for harvest?
They are. Again, it depends on variety. But the thing with pears, the big thing about pears is you don't pick them when they're mature. You pick them early. If you'd wait until they're yellow on a tree, there's two things that usually happen. Pears ripen from the inside out, and you're often going to find a lot of pears that are mushy in the middle. The second thing you get are they tend to be gritty. If you pick them a little bit early, then you can avoid both those problems. And so you need to know what to look for in order to know when to pick them, because you can pick them too early.
So what are the characteristics then? What are we looking for?
First thing I look for is the color of the lenticels. Now, the lenticels are the breathing pores of that fruit. If you look at an immature fruit, you see little white specks all over the fruit. When those specks turn kind of a brownish color or tannish color, that means you're getting to that stage where it's going to be close to mature. Also, you look at what we call the ground color, and that's the normal color of the fruit. If it is really immature, it's going to be that bright green. When it turns kind of a yellowish green or a lighter green, you also know you're getting close to when you can pick that. The last thing that you look for is, again, that taste. And so if it tastes right, it is right. Also, when it's mature, you can lift up that fruit and give it just a little twist. They'll come right off. That's really what I use. I look for those other things, and I give that fruit a little bit of a twist. It comes off, it's ready to go.
I guess a lot of people are going to know just kind of based on when their fruit typically matures.
Yeah, and you learn that over the years. So you start knowing, well, I better go out and check those fruit. You still have to check them because it varies from year to year, but at least you know about the right time. As a matter of fact, when you read varieties, they'll often tell you the time between flowering and fruiting. And if you keep track of that, that gives you a general idea, but it's not exact. You know, you can't count those number of days, say, that's the day I'm going to harvest. But it gives you an idea.
Anything we need to do post-harvest?
Well, with the pears, it's a good idea to throw them into cold storage. Not freezing, but like a refrigerator. That actually helps increase the quality of the fruit. And so leave them in for about a month and then pull them out and ripen them at room temperature. So when you pull them out, they're still going to be not completely ripe because you picked them early. But at room temperature, they'll go ahead and ripen, and they'll be a high-quality fruit at that point.
That's K-State horticulturist Ward Upham with information on harvesting apples and pears. More information is available from county and district extension offices and through the Horticulture Newsletter. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.